Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it. Welcome to Amplified Impact. This is the podcast where we talk about how to build better businesses, invest in real estate, and how to hyper-focus on the things that matter most so that we can maximize our return on life. I'm your host, Anthony Vecino, and I've written a few best-selling books, built a few seven- and eight-figure businesses, and currently manage a $70 million real estate portfolio. But the thing I'm most proud of is that I managed to turn my ADHD into a superpower. This podcast is all about the stories, lessons, and strategies I wish I had learned sooner in the pursuit of living a life beyond the apex. I'm psyched to have you here. Now let's go make some amplified impact. And welcome back to the podcast, guys and gals. I get a lot. One of the most common questions I get, or the conversations that I have with you guys that reach out, is from the young hustlers, like the 18, 20, 25 year olds who you guys are so hungry. You have so much ambition and drive and hustle, and you want to go and change the world. You want to create something and be all that you can be. Like, you know, you realize, you feel that you have this potential, and you just want to tap into it, but you're still young and dumb and don't really know what you're doing yet. Like, and that's not to be taken as a derogatory. Like, we're all young and dumb. Just, we're at different points on the spectrum. But one of the most common things that I get asked all the time is like, what should I be doing? I feel like I'm falling behind. I want to, you know, my parents want me to go do this. I'm coming out of school, but I don't want to. I want to start this business, I think. I want to be, a lot of times they're like, I want to be like you, which, if you want to be like me, that means your 20s are going to have to really suck, and you have to screw up a lot of things, and then you have to hit rock bottom when you're 28. And that's what I want to share here, is that like, behind all of that, all the questions, is like this fear that you're falling behind your peers and the expectations, like where you should be. And when you're living in fear, you make weird decisions. And I wanted to share just a little bit of perspective on this, because it's really easy to look at somebody like me who, you know, full disclosure, I'm like 38 years old at the time of this recording. I'm an old fogey at this point. Like, the thing I want you guys to take away is that my life and what you see now of who I am, with the real estate, with the businesses, the books, the podcasts, all that stuff. Like, I didn't start really on this journey until I was 28. Like, since turning 30, I've written 12 books. I launched 3 podcasts. I found my life partner. Started my first business, exited my first business, built two 7-figure businesses, which was really rad. And then I acquired like $70 million of real estate. And that all happened after I turned 30. Like, if you rewind to what I was doing pre-30, it was nothing to write home about, right? Like, I got out of college. I did not use any of my degrees. I lived in the back of a van for a long period of time as a professional rock climber, which sounds cool, but I didn't pay the bills. Didn't really get me a lot of status either. And then it came to a head where my fiance left me. I was in a ton of debt. And then I was living in the back of that van because I had no choice. I was now homeless, right? And that takes us to about 28 years old. And everything that happened before that, like, I had no skills that had compounded. I didn't have relationships that had compounded. I didn't have any investable assets. I didn't have anything. But that was from that rock bottom place where I decided I'm going to change the game. I'm going to play it differently, and I'm going to start winning from this point forward. And truthfully, I didn't get much traction until about the time I turned 30, 31, 32. That's when things like really started to click, and I started to realize like, okay, I understand my sense of direction, my purpose, my skills, and where I fit into the world. But in full transparency, every 3 years, like 3 years seems to be the period of time for me where a lot happens. And so when I think back now, like, I'm 38. If I think back to where I was when I was 35, we had just launched Invictus Capital. So I own at that point on my own, maybe $1 million of real estate. Since 2019, we've acquired 70 million. So in 3 years, that's what we've done. That's crazy. Right. But like, if you think back 3 years ago, at that point, I had exited some businesses. I'd written some books and that's cool. But if you go 3 years before that, so when I was like 32, 33, I was still like in the midst of my very first business, trying to figure it all the hell out. Like I didn't know what I was doing. And so I share this because Bill Gates said that we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, underestimate what we can do in 10. And it's so true. Like a decade is a really long time. And I just want you guys, if you're listening to this, regardless of where you are in your journey, whether you're 22, you're 38, you're 53, realize that like you're still early in the game. Truly, like if you're 50s, like you still have, you know, if you live till you're 80, you still have another 30 years playing this thing. 30 years. That's crazy. If so much can happen in 3 years, that's 10 three-year iterations. A lot can happen. So I want you to take that message. I hope it serves you. If you're in your 20s, you're feeling like you're falling behind, like you're not doing enough, just chill. Listen, the game is just, you haven't even started. Like the game has, I truly feel right now at 38 that I'm on the cusp of just now getting on the field and playing the game for the first time. Like I think 40 is going to be the best decade of my life. And from everything that I've heard from my mentors and people who are further along the journey than me that are in their 50s, they're like, dude, you think your 40s are going to be good? Like, wait till your 50s. I'm psyched. And so I hope this gets you guys psyched too for where you are in the journey. Just realize like you're not falling behind. It's not the third quarter. We're not going into the fourth quarter and you're down 20 points. Like you're still tying your shoelaces. You haven't even come out of the locker room yet. And so just take that for what it is and realize like you have nothing but time ahead of you. And so don't beat yourself up that you're not where you want to be. Just create the plan for how you like determine what's your desired outcome. Create the plan for how you want to get there. Reverse engineer to where you are. What's the next steps that you need to take? Slow but steady, because compounding consistent actions is what's going to win over the long haul. And again, that's how the game's played, is on the long haul. Like you're going to be in it for a long time. So might as well play it to not for short-term game, because it doesn't matter who's winning after the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. It only matters who's winning at the end. And so we won't know what that looks like until you get to the very end of this thing called life. So enjoy the journey while you're on it. So I wanted to share that because this comes up in a lot of conversations recently. It's this fear of like falling behind. So if that's you, hey, chill. You're cool. Don't worry about it. And as always, guys, I really do love and appreciate each and every single one of you for taking some time out of your day. There's a million places you could be spending your energy. So the fact that you gave me a little bit of it like means the world. Seriously, it's super rad. So if you got any value out of this, do me a favor. Share it somewhere on Instagram. Tag me in it. The Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. I'm everywhere. I'd love to have a conversation with you guys. I'd love to see what you're getting out of the content. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow.